Welcome back to part two of the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm your host, Maureen, and this show is called The Townships at 12. Now, in part two of the show today, I will be speaking with Jennifer McMullen. Jennifer is with the Sawyerville Loisir, and she's also on the committee for the Sawyerville Community Garden. She will be talking to us about an event coming up in Ranborough on June 20th to celebrate the summer solstice. I will also have some health news and some music in this segment. So let's start part two of the show today with Gordon Lightfoot, and the song is called Summer Side of Life. As the days grow longer and summer officially arrives, communities across the eastern townships are preparing to celebrate the season with music, food, friendship, and fun. One such event is the Sawyerville Loisir Summer Solstice Celebration. It's a gathering that brings people together to welcome summer and enjoy everything that makes community life so special. Joining me today is Jennifer McMullen. She is on the committee for the Sawyerville Loisir, and she's also on the committee for the Sawyerville Community Garden. She will be telling us about this year's celebration for the summer solstice that happens on June 20th, what visitors can expect, and why this event will become a highlight for residents and guests alike. So next up, we have Jennifer McMullen on the Townships at 12. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Jennifer McMullen to the Townships at 12. Now, Jennifer is with the Loisir out in Sawyerville, so welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Sawyerville Loisir and the role it plays in the community?
Yes, so the Loisir Group is for sports, leisure, and cultural activities. So really, it's just about getting all the different people of our community together for various events.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, June 20th, that is a big day, and that is the summer solstice, too. Now, you have an event coming up. How did this event first come together?
Well, I'm also part of the committee with the Sawyerville Community Garden, and we had a vision quite a while ago about eventually perhaps joining forces to be able to offer even more to our population. So this is the first event where we've actually partnered these two groups together. And so the event will be between both the garden and the baseball field, so it's spanning a large area. We're going to be filling it up with kiosks, a petting zoo, bouncy castles, a big chapiteau with a bar and canteen, all kinds of different activities throughout the day and evening into the night, capping it off with a big fireworks show.
It sounds like a lot of fun. What kind of vendors and products can people expect to find there on the 20th?
So it's going to be a lot of different local artisans. Because we already have the Marché Villageois regularly on Saturday mornings at the community garden, we do have a lot of food and whatnot that way. But this time we were looking to open it up to anyone who is interested that's an artisan or producer of any kind.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Are you still looking for people to come with their products? Okay, great.
Definitely. If people are interested, they can contact us.
Okay, and what number should they call or where should they go?
So this part is being taken care of more of by Kylie at the community garden. So you can find us through the Marché Villageois de Sawyerville Facebook page.
Okay, that is good. Okay, so there's going to be a lot of events at the community garden. Is that in the heart of Sawyerville, the community garden?
It's just as you're leaving the town going towards Randborough, but still within town limits.
Okay, is there an address?
It's 70 Randborough Road.
Okay, so that's the community garden. Okay, there's going to be pizza, some music, hay rides, face painting, and even a petting zoo. So that sounds like there's something for all ages.
Exactly.
Okay, what was the goal of this kind of community, family-oriented event?
So we wanted to have some kind of event that was going to draw everyone from all walks of life. We know that Johnville is very well established with their June 24th St. Jean party. And also Barrie is very established for their Canada Day party. So we were looking for a way that we could fit ourselves in without stepping on toes and making it so we're always having something going on. So we thought, why not celebrate the longest day of the year and the beginning of summer?
Okay, that is a really great idea. Now, for the music, are you going to be having local artists?
Yes, so Old School Country are local. They'll be playing from 6 until 8 p.m. And then later on, starting at 9, we have DJT, who is also local from the Cookshire-Eaton area, who's going to be finishing us off for the night.
Okay, great. Why do you think it's important for small communities like Sawyerville to organize events that bring people together?
Oh, it's really important to be close-knit because it's people helping people, each other. And the more that we get together and know one another, the more that we can join hands and forces for all we do.
Mm-hmm. The money raised from this event, is it going toward a particular anything in the town? Or?
So the Loisir Group is a nonprofit organization, and all the funds that we ever make always get poured back into the community, whether it be by creating different events, or helping to put more infrastructure, i.e. in the park.
Okay. Inflatable games and fireworks are happening in the ballpark. Is that near the community garden?
Right beside. We're neighbors.
Okay. What are you particularly looking forward to personally?
Myself? Mm-hmm. all of the smiles, the people making memories, and just having an enjoyable day. We've got one community, two spaces, and endless fun for everyone all day long.
Sounds good. Is this the first year that you've organized something like this?
Right. Last year at the garden, we did have a little 5-7 wine and cheese style solstice celebration. So that was the very first step in that direction. And so this year we thought, let's make it bigger and better.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Is this event mainly for the local residents or visitors from surrounding communities welcome as well?
We have our focus more on the community, but everybody is welcome.
Okay, everybody is welcome to come and sell their whatever they have, their products or something like that.
Right. Well, there would be a prior sign up for the table for the market aspect.
Okay.
But to come and peruse and enjoy everything that we have to offer, everyone is welcome.
Okay. How important are volunteers in making a day like this happen?
Oh, so very crucial.
Okay. About how many volunteers does it take to put on an event like this?
I think we're about a dozen right now. And we've been slowly trying to grow our loisir committee. We've been a very bare-boned committee throughout the year, but we've had some more people join in through our annual general assembly this past year. And so we've got some fresh ideas, new faces, and more hands on deck.
Okay, about how many are in the Sawyerville loisir?
On the administrative council, we are 6.
Okay, nice. And the community garden, that's quite popular in Sawyerville?
Yes, we have a lot of people that like to come out and see what's to offer on the market on Saturday.
Okay, now the market has already started or is it starting in June?
No, that starts at the end of June.
Okay, good. Now the event takes place at 70 Ranborough Road. Can you describe the setting a little bit for listeners who may never have visited Sawyerville?
Okay, so as you go through the heart of Sawyerville, you'll come to a stop sign just in front of our local dépanneur, Cipé à la Chance, who also sells your bingo cards. And after you pass through there, you're starting to feel like you're heading outside of town. You're going to see the Maraîcher de l'Or Vert with their big setup and the community garden right beside. And then as you continue on, there's a field in between the garden and the ballpark, but they're on the same side. So it spans this long green area where we can have everything set up and come together.
Mm-hmm. Sounds beautiful. What do you think people enjoy most about community events in rural areas like Sawyerville?
The social aspect of getting together, being able to enjoy having family time so the kids can enjoy things, the bigger people can enjoy things.
Mm-hmm. Finally, where can listeners go for more information and what would you like to say to encourage people to come out on June 20th?
Right. Well, you can come to our Facebook page, which is Loisir Sawyerville. I've also created an event for this. You can also find that on Facebook. And I'm the one who's usually taking care of answering messages on our messenger. You can also comment and whatnot below. And that's about it.
Okay. Anything we left out, Jennifer, that you'd like to add?
No, I think that's pretty good. When you come to our Facebook page, you can see more of the details. There's a lot of different things organized for the day. So on the poster, you can see every little thing, what time things start, what time things wrap up, and kind of how the day is anticipated to flow.
Okay, well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. We've been talking with Jennifer McMullen, and she is on the committee for the Sawyerville Loisir and also for the community garden in Sawyerville. So big day on the 20th there at 70 Ranborough Road. So thanks very much, Jennifer, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care now.
You too. Bye. TV.
but I'm still the king of me. You have a fancy ride, but baby, I'm the one who has the key. Every time I turn around, I'm looking up, you're looking down. Maybe something's wrong with you that makes you act the way you do. Maybe I am crazy too.
We just heard a song by Sheryl Crow, and the song was called Soak Up the Sun. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. When we think about healthy living, we often focus on exercise, sleep, and nutrition. But one simple choice that can support both personal and community health is buying local. Locally grown fruits and vegetables are often fresher because they travel shorter distances from farm to table. This can help preserve nutrients and flavor while reducing the need for preservatives and extensive packaging. During the growing season, local markets offer a wide variety of fresh produce that can make healthy eating more enjoyable. Buying local can also benefit mental health. Visiting a farmer's market or local farm stand encourages us to slow down, spend time outdoors, and connect with the people who grow our food. Research shows that social connections and a sense of community can contribute to lower stress levels and improved well-being. There are several environmental health benefits as well. Food that travels shorter distances generally requires less transportation, which can reduce greenhouse gas emissions and contribute to cleaner air. Supporting local businesses also helps strengthen the local economy. Thriving communities often have better access to services, recreation opportunities, and social programs that contribute to overall quality of life. Of course, buying local doesn't have to mean doing all your shopping at farmers markets. Even choosing a few locally grown items each week can make a difference. As summer arrives in the eastern townships, it's a wonderful time to explore local farms, roadside stands, and community markets. You may discover fresh flavors, meet interesting people, and support your health and your community at the same time. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. I would like to thank my guests on today's show. In the first half hour, Canadian country singer-songwriter Brett Kissel. He will be performing at the Earscliff Rodeo. Check out the schedule for the rodeo on Facebook. And in the second part of the show, Jennifer McMullen for talking to us about the June 20th Summer Solstice event coming up in Ranborough. Check them out on Facebook. And if you have a community announcement or an idea for a future interview, please email me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember that the Tuesday show was repeated at noon on Wednesday, and it will be up on our website later today. We will close today's show with a song called Country Road, and it's by James Taylor.
Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way and my way seem to be one and the same. Mama don't understand it, she wants to know where I've been. I'd have to be some kind of natural born fool to wanna pass that way again. But you know I could feel it. Country road. Sail on home to Jesus, won't you, good girls and boys? I'm all in pieces, you can have your own choice. But I can be a heavenly band full of angels, and they're coming to set me free.
I don't know nothing about the why or when, but I can tell you that it's bound to be, because I could feel it, child, yeah. On a country road. I guess my feet know where they want me to go. Walking on a country road, yeah. Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way, my way, seem to be one and the same, child. Mama don't understand it, she wants to know where I've been. I have to be some kind of natural born fool, I wanna pass that way again, but I could feel it, Lord, on a country road. Walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down a country road. La 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 la.